Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
In the Hub, at the Hub, on the Hub.
Welcome to Arts Hub.
Mind-altering.
Tight lines.
Lively.
The Arts Hub Show. New.
Intelligent.
Rock and roll.
Tasty.
Delightful.
Perfect.
Gorgeous.
Clean.
Okay.
In the Hub, at the Hub, on the Hub.
The Arts Hub Show. Welcome to Arts Hub.
Tongan performance artist Kalasoliete Uhila is the Dunedin Public Art Gallery's 2019 Aotearoa New Zealand visiting artist. Through until October 25th, the gallery will be Uhila's open studio and performance space as he develops his newest work, Kapa Mā. Utilising metal cabin bread tins in a drumming performance, the artist will explore Polynesian masculinity, strength, movement and power, and ways of shifting these qualities to examine vulnerability, humility and contemplation. Kalasoliete Uhila's Kapa Mā, powerful performance art at Dunedin Public Art Gallery.
Good morning, it's the Arts Hub time, it's 10 past 12, so we're a little bit late this morning, but we've got Eleanor in studio, so hello Eleanor.
Hello.
Hey, so Eleanor, you're from Human Confusion.
And Robots in Love.
Robots in Love, yeah,
yep.
Great. So we're going to be doing live to ear today.
Yes, that's
we?
Correct.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
So we're going to hear probably three songs from you.
Yep.
Yes, and I won't talk to you too much because Tanya's still coming, but what's your modus operandi at the moment?
Well, music. I've got coming up on Saturday playing down at Toitū with as Robots in Love with Carenza.
So great.
It's going to be a very special day of sort of gentle electronic music.
Yes, today, yes, because we've got, even today on the show, because we've got Carenza's music to play as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is quite funny. Come together. So you're playing with Carenza.
Yes.
Are you both playing synths? Or?
She'll start at 2 and then I'll start at about 10 to 3.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 hours of really nice music.
Yeah.
So great. I sort of, because I do mainly dance music and heavier sort of music, so I ploughed through all my old songs and found some really beautiful ones, so that's what I thought I'd play.
Great.
The ones I never normally play live.
Right. And you don't normally play them live for...
Because they're so gentle.
Yeah, because they're so gentle, they're just not dynamic
enough.
Normally
I play dance music or...
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I've played everywhere. I've played on top of a mountain in Japan. I've played in a bunker in Germany. I've played in a forest in Queensland, but I've never played in a museum. So this would be an absolute first.
Right. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm quite curious about your stories now. So you played in a bunker?
Yeah, huge. Last year, I think it was, in Germany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. Underground, big festival of industrial music. Loved it.
Great.
I can't pronounce the name, but Electro Schazelungen Strongen or something.
Oh, yeah. How many people did that sort of bring together?
Oh, there probably would have been 1,000 there.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And where else did you say you played?
On a mountaintop in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fun. They got the whole crowd up there on the ski lifts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I play lots of places. I play all the time.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know, if you play music, you just want to play all the time.
Yeah.
Don't you?
And I've got so many songs because I've been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. It's nice to drag out the old ones and just say, oh, I remember the feeling when I wrote this.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously from different points of time in your life.
Absolutely. You know, a lot, the ones that are personal are all about completely different people.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's like looking back through a diary.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, photograph album. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And do you find that, are they still people in your life, or they're people that have come and gone from your life?
Well, usually I keep all my friends, which is, you know, I try to do that.
Yeah.
So they're all about people I still am still in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Shall we do a song?
We can, for sure. I'll switch microphones.
Yes. Great. It's getting into the moment. Great. And so we're going to have
Can you hear the music okay?
No, not at all.
Ah.
That's okay.
Can't hear it? Ah. I'll start again.
Hold on a second. We're just doing live to air. Here we go.
The music's not playing.
That's all right. Yep, we've got it now, so we're away.
Thank you. If you
amazing.
One time in life.
That was amazing. It was really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a one time in life.
Yes.
Indeed.
A lot of my songs are sad, but they always have a positive end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I missed the end of that song. What was the end of the song?
They always have an uplifting end.
Yes,
all my songs, yeah.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
end on a high note.
Do. Yeah.
Yes, as they say.
Yeah. Would you like me to play another one?
Yeah,
just
sure.
Just for piano?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Around, seems unreal. You touch me in some
Fantastic. That's
Thank
great.
You.
It's really good. Great. Yeah, so we just got Tanya coming in now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Hello.
Live to you. That sounded muffled, but still very beautiful.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Muffled. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yes, yeah.
As you're walking through the door.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so how long have you been back in New Zealand? I'm assuming that you were away overseas. Have you been overseas?
I go overseas quite a bit, yes.
Yep.
I tour usually every year.
Yep.
But, you know, with various bands. Mm-hmm. But I do also a lot of producing different people, mm-hmm. and just music all the time.
Yeah.
So I love
that's
working
me
with
as
different
well.
People.
Yeah, that's me as well. Music all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, now I've got Human Confusion. That's taking up mm-hmm. a lot of my time because I love it so much. I love Miriam's voice so much.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I just get to do all the programming, and it's just great fun.
Mm.
As well as deep, like emotionally deep as well.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah,
that's what
that's
you
right.
need.
Yeah, you do need that, eh? That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, how long have you guys been playing together for?
Our first gig was New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, so that's, yeah. I remember you came in here and did a live to air.
Yes.
And I think it was actually in January, actually.
Yeah, when we just started.
Because I started on the 20th of January, so it was just one of the first few couple of shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'd almost finished recording our album. Mm-hmm. We've just got a couple of more songs to finish mixing, and it's a real mix. It's like a lot of happy stuff, but also some more poignant mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mic's on.
It is now. Hi, I'm not able to see you as well, but does Miriam write as well, or is Miriam your voice, or how
Miriam
do you describe?
Miriam writes the lyrics, the lyrics for Human Confusion.
Ah, yep. Okay, that's good to
so
know.
So I've got the two projects, Human Confusion and Robots in Love, which is just me.
Yeah, and you have such a beautiful knapsack. With I don't know if you saw it yet, Barris, it's on the floor, but
no,
it's over on the other side.
It's got robots on it.
Oh, yeah, robots who probably are in love. They look like they're colourful and kind of happy, you know?
Yeah.
Loving.
Yeah. I think I'm a happy person because all the sadness goes out through the music.
Mm.
Oh. And I can just play those songs whenever I need to go through those emotions.
Yeah.
I've always done that.
Yeah.
My latest song actually is about my aunt who recently died, and she was lovely, and I've written a song about her, which was going to be the next song that I was going to play, if you want to hear one more song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely do want to hear one more song. Well, can we leave it till a little bit later?
Sure thing.
Yeah, that sounds great, even though it's 25 past 12 now.
Yeah.
Time goes so fast when you're on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lorenza says that we should call her first at about... Oh, sorry. Not using the microphone. Very.
Yeah, just...
Okay, you just keep talking.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
First.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and we've got Carenza's music to play too, haven't we, today?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, when I first met Carenza, we were talking about people we'd work with, and we'd work with the same people in Melbourne.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, actually, they did a remix of that last song that I just played, but they did a really heavy industrial version.
So wow, interesting.
Yeah. A song can have so many different remixes. Dance version, acoustic version.
Sorry, you want me to write something? Okay. I don't know, Barris. Just keep talking because I don't know what you mean. You need a pen? You want a pen? No. Okay. I'm obviously not quite up on this whole radio mysteries of radio. Still considered.
I heard one of my new songs on the radio last night. I haven't actually heard this song before.
Right.
And I was just listening to a podcast of a guy in Melbourne, and he played a remix of one of my songs that
I
never
heard. And you hadn't heard that remix?
No.
Wow.
It's really great just listening to yourself.
Yeah, I bet.
Once I woke up in the morning to my alarm clock, which was the radio, and I was on the radio singing a song that I'd never heard before. So a lot of people just take my voice and do remixes.
Right.
And I'm doing the same thing with Human Confusion now, getting people to remix some Human Confusion songs.
So the fact that you don't know, is that a little bit just the way things are now in the big jungle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't make you go, God damn it, I'm supposed to be getting paid, you know, nothing like that.
I can't remember the last time I got paid royalties, I did actually. I released some vinyl.
Oh,
and
right.
I got good royalties for vinyl. Apparently vinyl's making a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
It has made a comeback.
Yeah. So not something I've ever really done before. Yeah. Actually, that was my first time.
Yeah, tapes as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah, tapes. Yeah. There's a lot of tape shops again now, overseas. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is that just a little moment of silence to let everybody just gain, you know, and just resolve what we've been saying? And
okay. It's one of the most important things in music, actually, silence.
You're right.
If I have little gaps, I often have, you know, tiny gaps.
Yeah.
That just makes the whole moment a bit more special.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I know. It's funny, you know, when you've got mics in front of your face, you think, oh, man, I gotta say something. But in fact, just a bit of a breath is not a bad thing. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm sorry that I was so late, but my shoe came off and got caught under my car pedals.
Oh.
So I had to pull over and get that sorted. Yeah. Stupid.
There's always
objects.
Something that happens. You never know what
you're
is going
right,
to happen.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Especially live gigs, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes a performer can look like they're really in control, but they're doing 9 million things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's easier in radio because people can't see what you're doing.
No. Yeah,
live
exactly.
On stage, you've got to try and fix things sometimes, fix all the problems.
Yeah, don't you? Right then and now, yeah.
I was playing on a beach once and all these giant bugs came and sat on top of my laptop and I couldn't see the screen. So
wow.
You never know what's going to happen.
Where was that beach? Where do such giant bugs live?
It was in Australia. I think they're called rhinoceros beetles.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That sounds like a really cool thing to see.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Brush them off? Or did you just... Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking, do they bite or, you know,
they're big rhinoceros bugs.
Yeah, they're quite big. And they're covering the whole screen, so...
Oh, man.
Wow. They wanted really the light and the warmth or something.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Attracted to
whereabouts was that?
It was a place called 90 Mile Beach.
And
I was playing
you
on the beach and the
too.
Crowd was in the water.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a 90 Mile Beach in New Zealand too, yeah?
Yes, there is, yes. Yeah, which is actually 60 miles.
Right. They just thought, we can't let that be, you know, those Aussies. We have to go against them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen an orchestra perform in the water in Perth, actually.
Wow.
And that sounds cool.
It would have been probably about half a K out on this platform.
Wow.
Yeah, and everyone was on the beach and there's a couple of us swam out got first.
Were they wearing togs?
I sat on the side of the stage in my togs.
Yeah, I was going to say, were the performers wearing togs or did they
get...
No, they were
all on a kind of, platoon. Quite
pontoon. Yeah, that's a great word,
yeah,
eh?
Pontoon.
But like poontang, one of those words
that you
don't want to say all that often, but anyway.
Yeah, so they were playing there would have been about 60 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the big Western Australian Orchestra.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great in Aussie how you can do things like that and rely on the weather.
Yeah.
That's true. And it's not too cold to get wet. Never too cold.
No.
What do you reckon, Eleanor? You want to do another song?
We might play one of Corenza's.
Play one of Corenza's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're
going to
play
because
I just found these. I couldn't find them because they're under Tony's
under different names. Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we might as well.
Well, let's try that and then I'll call maybe.
The Place We Go When. Might have a little bit of a...
That was a very beautiful track. Oh, continuous me.
Yes, it's still going.
Yeah.
It's finishing now.
Yeah. That's
So we've got Corinza on the line.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we might as well get Corinza on, I reckon. We'll just Good morning, Corinza. Good afternoon.
Hi there, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Eleanor. How's everyone?
Good, good. We just played The Place We Go In.
Sorry, what did you play?
We just played The Place We Go In.
Do you know that?
That song.
That's the Tony Modi.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yes, very nice.
So that's your song of Tony, is it?
No, that one isn't. Oh. But my three are on that album, Loud Silence, Elixir.
Yeah, I thought maybe, maybe if we're lucky, one of those will be there because that's it, that's good. Okay. Gosh.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about your music after playing a song. That's all right. That's all right. We're still going. So, so Corinza, obviously I haven't seen you play for ages. So, so can you tell me what you're sort of up to?
I've been continuing on with my bedroom recording sessions and sending off files to various artists.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Modi, who's French, we've been working together for a couple of years now and put out a few different releases. So, yeah, that The Night Traveller is just our latest one that's come out. Yeah, so I haven't done very many performances in the past couple of years, but it's good to get back to it and be performing on Saturday at Toy 2 with Eleanor and Sunday out at Blue Skin Gallery.
Right.
Well, so, yeah.
So the sort of the daytime stuff, I mean, I'd always think of you as a sort of a smoky, dark place would be best to be hearing you or hearing what you are involved in, but I suspect there are lots of other types of tracks that I just don't, you know, I'm just focused on that maybe because I liked it so much that way. But
I'll still do more.
yeah. Where do they set you up in Toy 2? In that room that's next to the sort of the main big foyer, or do you know where you'll be?
I think it's just in the main atrium. Foyer.
Because I was trying to get a sense of light, what light might be like. So
quite light.
Yes, very
daytime,
light.
Daytime light. Yep. Cool. Okay, that's good to know. I'm picturing it now. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
nice to do a daytime gig. You know, it's very family friendly.
That's right.
And
and means that you're
different
not
seat of people.
Yeah, that's right. And it means that the next morning you're actually still able to wake up and be, you know, all
notwithstanding there might be evening antics going.
Yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. That's
okay.
Right.
Yes,
celebrations.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's really good. And it's wonderful that it's free. And like you say, people bring their kids and, you know, expose them to something they might not have heard. So that's really good.
Talking around the free thing, Corinza, like music-wise, do you find that, are you relying totally on everything being released in a free capacity now with your music and technology? Is that sort of the way that you've been going?
So what, the free downloads, you mean?
Yeah. Are you working on, you know, obviously you're recording at home.
I'm pretty much signed with a Greek label called Cosmic Leaf.
Oh, yeah.
Who produce and distribute a lot of the work that I do, the collaborations I do with a lot of their artists. It's sort of, we try and keep it sort of in-house, but there's a wide variety of styles within the electronic realm, and there are royalties, but they're very minimal, as you can imagine, with the millions of releases out there. And most of the royalties sort of come from, you know, Spotify plays, which is whatever, a few cents per play, Bandcamp, iTunes, all of the different distributors. But you know, what does come my way, generally I send it back off into the stratosphere to various good causes.
Oh, right.
It's not like it's something that's supporting my lifestyle. It's why I'm at work here today.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we're on the phone. Yeah.
But it's good. It's soul food, you know. It keeps my artistic side flowing and gives me opportunity to meet with and work with such a great group of people, both here at home and internationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's a really good time to be alive, you know. Just everything works so much better than it did back in the day, probably.
Mm.
Collaborations.
Well, it's a different thing, really.
It's completely different, isn't it?
Phenomenon. All the same, I still love a good jam session with, you know, people in the now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah,
in person, and acoustically or a cappella, you know, not always electronically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds great.
There, I noticed the yellow boxes there, Barris. We've got two more.
We've got two more.
So
we've got Loud Silence and...
Elixir? That's one of the ones you had in mind, isn't it?
Yeah. Could,
Shall we play one now?
Sure thing.
Have you got time to hang on the phone while we play a song? Or shall we wait till after you're off the phone?
No, I think I can stay,
Great, excellent.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Play that one then.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you know, there you were. There you very much were.
That was amazing.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So you haven't actually got much. You haven't actually got much on your vocals, have you? Many effects on your vocals. Your vocals are quite pure.
Well, they are produced.
Yeah.
I produced my own vocals,
mm-hmm.
And of course they're somewhat refined at the end, like the mastering process, but. I've been trying to not inflict too much on them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when singing alongside or with electronic music, you kind of want a softness or some kind of delay or a verb or something just to blend it in nicely.
Yes, yes, totally. Yeah, totally for blending. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So that was recorded in your bedroom, so to
speak? Yep.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's like I do it when I can, and hopefully when the neighbours aren't mowing the lawn or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I love it. I love the bedroom tapes. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We just got to
switch over.
Yeah, we're going to play one. Eleanor is going to play one more track, Robots and Love.
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi. See you on Saturday.
Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yay.
Yay.
Cool. 2 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Yep, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Oh, have a great day.
Yeah,
and, thanks, Ken.
You too.
Yes, you too, Karenza.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye now.
Bye. Yeah. There we go. Makes that noise sometimes. So, yeah. So, Robots in Love. One more.
Yeah.
One more track.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is enough. Time before now, it takes a little while to articulate. I know you had plans for me, yeah. Your touch was gently, and you let me find my own way.
Lovely, thank you.
Thank you.
Robots in Love. What's the name of the track?
That's called Extraordinary Life.
Oh, yeah, makes sense that it's called that.
I write about people I know usually.
Oh, that's the one for your aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Great.
So all my songs are very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just me. Well, sometimes I write fun songs. I'm playing next week with The Cook with Dime Music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play really funny, dancey, up vibe songs.
Great.
So I don't always play sad songs.
No, of course not.
I'm just contradicting myself. But
yeah, but
you can't do that all the time.
No, heck
so
no.
So I do a lot of fun songs as well.
Yeah. Do you ever get quite emotional while performing?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Then sometimes you're crying or whatever on stage. But, you know.
Yes. Well, that's legit because anybody listening would be able to see, would be able to feel the emotion behind it. So it seems perfectly credible that you might.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what music's for. It's for ups and downs.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So hopefully see everyone on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'd say so, being that it's a free gig and it's not too early.
2 o'clock, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm just wondering, we might even have time for another track, do you think? Does that appeal?
Yeah, I can play another one.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, we've got 6 minutes?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we have.
Yeah.
We have this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Have to read the other clock.
Mm-hmm. Play one more. More of a dancey one.
Yeah,
this
great.
Is my
sounds
friends.
Great.
It's a happy
cool. And love.
Thank you.
What's the title of that one?
That's called Conversations.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't released that one. I've got a lot of songs I just haven't released yet.
Well, yeah. So you're pretty prolific. That's
yes.
really great.
Yes.
Do you find, I don't actually even know what you do for a living, so to speak, other than this. Is there...
Pretty much just music.
Just this, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can write any time of day that it
yes.
feels right to do.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I've got about 45 CDs out.
Whoa,
I think I'm the most perfect really? Person in Dunedin.
You probably
told me
would
that.
Be 45. Yeah.
Oh
that's,
my god,
that's legit. That's got to be the most prolific.
I started when I was very young.
Yeah.
In a band and just have never stopped.
Right. What was your first band?
Gin, actually. Gin. It was an all-girl band in Australia.
Yeah.
Gin is Aboriginal for woman. And so,
oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. We were only 13, but we thought we knew everything.
Were you able to play in bars if you were that young?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
They never suspected us as being, you know, they never thought about checking our ages.
So oh, right.
We were allowed to. But you had to leave after you finished playing. You couldn't hang around.
Right. Yeah. Just as well, because you probably had parents waiting outside in the car. That's great that your parents were indulgent enough.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? It's the end of the show. So thanks for coming, Eleanor.
Thank you.
And everybody go to Toy 2 at 2 on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Yeah.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.